In the lunchtime edition, more than 100 homes to be built at a new government housing development at Searles Christchurch. Meantime, the opposition leader Ralph Thorne demands answers about what he calls the scandalous Hope Housing Project and criticizes using agricultural land for housing. A Pine St. Michael family shaken after gunmen fired on their home last night with children inside. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley given one of Suriname's highest national awards. Israel set to approve the Gaza ceasefire deal. The IMF warns U.S. President-elect Trump's plans could backfire. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Searles Christchurch is to be the location of a new government housing development containing more than 100 homes as well as a commercial housing complex. Minister of Housing and Lands Dwight Sutherland has introduced in Parliament a resolution to vest the 18 acres of land in the National Housing Corporation.
18 acres should give us close to 200 houses. There are different types of buildings. We're looking at single dwelling units, duplexes, quadruplexes, and the sixes, hexplexes. Mm-hmm. We're also looking to build a lovely commercial center there, as well as a green space for recreation. And indeed, you will see a number of housing developments going on across Barbados.
The Minister of Housing and Lands, Dwight Sutherland. Supporting the resolution, the Minister of Education, Kay McConney, the MP for the area where the development is being built, spoke of the need for affordable housing.
I am told that it is anticipated that there'll be about 134 lots that will be a part of this particular housing solution, and that the intention is that the houses that will be there will be cost effective, and we trust that this will indeed be so for the majority of the people of Barbados and certainly those of St. Philip West, that there will be fire, termite, water, and mold resistant.
The Minister of Education, Kay McConney. But the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, is demanding that government provide answers about what he calls the scandalous Hope Housing Project, and also criticizes what he says is the removal of land from agriculture and using it for housing.
And I repeat that the Ministry of Housing, having crawled back to the National Housing Corporation, is now paying carpenters and general workmen the amount of $3,000 a week to finish the scandalous Hope Housing Project at Lancaster. Let the people hear that. And let the people always remember and be reminded that $60 million was spent at Lancaster, presumably.
Mr. Thorne opposes the use of agricultural land for housing development.
There is a national dishonor in removing lands from agriculture in this environment. Don't tell me about 2016. If you focus on 2016, you have to admit that the government's noble enterprise at that time was to build a school. On this occasion, it is to enfranchise those who are already well enfranchised. And do not tell the people of Barbados that these housing projects are designed for any poor people. They are not. They are not.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne. Gunmen last night opened fire on a home at the Pine St. Michael, leaving a family shaken, though no one was injured. Some of the bullets apparently struck a nearby home. When Starcom Network News visited the area, a mother of six said she was about to put her baby to sleep around 9 p.m. when she heard gunshots. She said three of her children and others were sitting in front of her home when the incident occurred.
Hey, look, I see my 12-year-old son running inside with my 4-year-old son. And he tried pulling in the door, but my daughter, like 15, and other children was in front of the house. So they was pulling back open the door to come in the house. The shots get louder and louder and louder. My daughter ended up pushing me and telling me, Mommy, let me go next door. I running by my next door neighbor with my children. Only when it was next door now, a young lady that running my house told me that, you know, and so your house got shot. When they come outside, look by my house and I see 4 bullet holes in my house.
She says the incident has left them traumatized and she is even contemplating moving out of the area out of fear.
My daughter shaking, my 2 sons shaking. They say, Mommy, I want to sleep in here. I let her sleep here. It just got me like, I don't know, I confused, I angry. This ain't good enough because my children traumatized. I was so frightened that like, I didn't even know what to do. I can't help my children. They just feel helpless. This ain't good enough. The men all start this here. My children even talking, my children frightened. The baby won't let me go. Right now, we want to move from here because this is too much violence. Only 2 weeks ago, your house shooting up in the pastor where children is, and now this here. I can't let my children live through this experience over and over.
A resident at Stratford Hill, the Pine St. Michael, in the Lunchtime Edition. Non-communicable diseases are costing Barbados millions of dollars each year, and the government is urging Barbadians to take their health more seriously. Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ismail, raised this concern during the launch of the ministry's Creative Plan initiative at the Luther Thorne Primary School, which aims to make children more active.
The health burden relative to NCDs is significant in the country. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars across primary health care, which would include our polyclinics. So hundreds of millions of dollars go in that area. Of course, when we think about the treatment of NCDs, which relates to diabetes, hypertension, etc., we have another set of millions of dollars that are expended on a yearly basis to treat those conditions. And we're talking about from the medication, we're talking about supplies, we're talking all the way up to prosthetics when it comes to amputations, and then we're talking about rehabilitation and different things like that. So there's significant costs associated with NCDs, which is why we are encouraging our people to pay closer attention to their diets and their nutrition.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ismail. Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Motley has been given one of Suriname's highest national awards. The honor was bestowed for what was described as her exceptional contribution to the relationship between the two countries, her leadership within CARICOM, and her commitment to the region. President Chandrasekhar Chan Santokhi bestowed the Grand Cordon in the Order of the Palm, one of Suriname's highest honors, on the visiting Barbadian leader during a ceremony at the Presidential Palace. President Santokhi praised Ms. Motley for her visionary leadership, unwavering dedication, and steadfast adherence to the principles of the CARICOM community since taking office in 2018. Israel's Security Cabinet has recommended approving the Gaza ceasefire deal, which will go to a wider government vote to be finalized. And the International Monetary Fund has warned that U.S. economic policies under the incoming President Donald Trump could hit the rest of the world and ultimately backfire on the U.S. The IMF says a threatened wave of tariffs could make trade tensions worse, lower investment, hit market pricing, distort trade flows, and disrupt supply chains. Our top stories. More than 100 homes to be built in a new government housing development at Searles Christchurch. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, demands answers about what he calls the scandalous Hope Housing Project and criticizes using agricultural land for housing. A Pine St. Michael family shaken after gunmen fired on their home last night with children inside. Another home also struck. No one was injured, however. Barbados' Prime Minister Motley has been given one of Suriname's highest national awards. Israel set to approve the Gaza ceasefire, and the IMF warns that U.S. President-elect Trump's plans could backfire on the U.S. and hurt the rest of the world. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.